Devotionals Just in Time. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Do you depend on God? Sometimes I wonder, do we really depend on God? We say we love Him, we say we believe, but do we really depend? What is dependence? Is being submissive? In addition to being subject, being submissive to someone in order to obey Him, and trusting in who we obey, waiting for Him to sustain us. That is dependence. And to know if we are really dependent on God, processes will be necessary. What is a process? It is a time chosen by God where we are tested, where the situations that are presented to us will show us or reveal what is in our character that in good times we have not been able to see. That is important and necessary. Every blessing that God pours upon us makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Says the Bible, every blessing, every good thing that the Lord wants to manifest to us is given by God so that we can enjoy it, and it is something in which we can remain in the Lord. When this doesn't happen, when God gives us something in return that we are waiting for, but we do not enjoy, it is simple because, my beloved friends, we are not complete and dependent on the Lord. There is a word in the book of 1 Peter that says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you when the time is right. Do you see how it marks that word? When the time comes, it means once you are processed in that area, once you understand the what for question, focus more on the purpose of that question, what for, more than the cause, why. Then, once you understand it, you can say, I have passed the test, and you go to another level. Then, once it happens, at that time, the Bible says, God will exalt you. When that time is manifested, exalting yourself does not mean that you will become proud, but that the work God has done in your life will be recognized, and the glory will be for Him. But the blessings will be yours. Then keep saying the word. He will exalt them when the time is right, casting your anxiety on Him because He takes care of you. Then we notice several important words here. 1. Time. 2. At that time, we talk about processes. Time includes processes. So first word here, time. Second word, humiliated. I think that is one of the strongest words, and that sometimes we don't like it, and it is difficult for us to understand. We think that humiliation is synonymous with being coward or being permissive, but this humiliation of which the Word of God speaks means being in complete submission to God. You are not humiliating yourself in front of people, but in front of the one who is faithful, who never fails, and who knows how you were designed. He has a purpose with you. Then, first word, time, in His time, through His process, when you understand it, God leads you to bring the answer you need or manifest His blessings for His purpose. 2, that time only happens if we first start with humiliating ourselves. God respects the free will that He gave us. So you have to understand, you can choose if you let go, let God work in you, or you want to continue living life the way you are living it. You can choose that, but you can never force God to bring you the answer you want, because God doesn't move that way. You are not going to convince God with tears. You are not going to convince God by doing something so He feels compassion for you or pity for you. Nor are we going to move God with good actions. We move God with obedience, with accepting to receive the life of Christ in us. It is the only way that God makes us accepted through His Son, Jesus Christ. No one else. Then, if we humble ourselves, that is, we recognize our condition and the position as fishermen, the position of someone in need who needs to be submissive to God, so that all things may be given to them, because it recognizes that in His own strength He cannot, He lets go of His pride, It is as Jesus said, he takes his cross and follows him. He denies himself, that is to humble himself. Then in the process, when God's time comes, he will exalt you. We go back to the verse. The text says, humble yourselves under the powerful hand of God. Not only does he say humble yourself, but before whom you have to humble yourself. It is before God. And then he says he will exalt you when the time is right. We have two important points. Now comes the third point. Casting. Say it with me. It is important to learn to let go and let God have control. Casting your anxiety on him. That is depending on the Lord and not on what we consider we should depend on. Depending not on the money we have in the bank, not from a financial situation, not from a family life, depending on Christ directly. If we don't depend on God, it will cost us to let go. Throwing what? Your anxiety? This means that anxiety can come at any time. And anxiety is worry or stress about losing control of something, feeling that we cannot control a situation, that sometimes got out of hand, or because of an answer doesn't arrive in the time that we need or expect it to arrive. Then say the word, let go, give. Don't come to tell me, Pastor, I already did it. But if you already did it, then why you have anxiety for your children, for marriage, for the family? It is important that you pray to God so that he can show you what you have to do and how far you must go so that God does the rest in your life. Don't tell me that you already let go when you still cannot sleep because of that situation. Then you never let go. When you let go, God grabs. But when we grasp again, God has to let go. Because among other things, many times we interfere with what God wants to do. And we even give God ideas as we would like him to do it. We pray and then we give God the idea as to how he should do it. God doesn't work that way and does not need us to help him or give him ideas. The Lord knows how to do things in the right way, but it depends on him and not on us. We must trust, have faith, be faithful to God, and in that fidelity, learn that through patience we will only be able to see and understand what he is doing in due time. Then his word tells us, throwing away your anxiety, your burdens, what you cannot carry. Throwing it out means letting go, giving it up, throwing your anxiety to him and not taking it back again. Now, why should I do it? Because he takes care of us, and being careful means that everything he will allow in your life will work for the good under his purpose. He will sustain you. He will surround you. Are we understanding? Then, my beloved friends, this is important. First, time. Everything has its time. Within that time, there are processes. Second, for that time to come, you must humble yourself, surrender, deny yourself, and recognize that only he is Lord of your life, not you. Third, drop, deliver. And fourth, always be convinced that if he is in control, he will always take care of you. Are you putting your hands where God is operating? Are you giving God ideas? Are you intervening in the purpose of God's plans, forcing times to be short and forcing things? Be careful, because although an answer arrives, if it comes out of time, what could have been a blessing may become a stumbling block. What is not given in the time that God has estimated or becomes a burden or a stumbling block, but will not fulfill its specific function. Only what is given in the time that God has determined will be a blessing for your life, and the blessing of God makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Pastor, how do I wait? Because what I'm seeing, I don't like, and every time I pray, I wait. I see that things get more complicated. Maybe that's how it will happen. What your eyes see will try to turn off what your heart is believing, and in whom are you trusting? But remember that the more you build yourself on the Word of God, your faith will increase. Your fidelity to God will be stronger. Love God and focus on what Christ has already achieved for you in the cross of Calvary, and let Him take His time and do everything in His own time, because in the end, when it depends on God, you will remain forever. That is, it can happen, many things will happen, but in the end, the Lord will sustain you and He will teach you that it is part of His plan and His purpose. Do not despair. Do not throw in the towel today. Fulfill these small points that I just gave you and let Him take care of you, because He takes care of you. If you let Him, you will be able to experiment. Otherwise, you will be like that baby who doesn't let the father hold his hand, but try to walk by himself again and again. He will fall. He will hit himself. He will feel pain. Perhaps he will learn. But it is better to be hand in hand with the Father and learn to walk with His hand than in our own strength. Let's pray. Father, I pray for each person who receives this word, this simple word. Be added, become attached to us, and bring clarity of how we have been doing things, what we want, and how we come thinking, Lord. That it brings clearly so that we can understand that everything it is about you, that apart from you, we can do nothing. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our channel on YouTube. There you find us as Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. And if you have networks on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, there you find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug. God continue to bless you today and always.